在我们还没有开始以前，我好不还是请求弟兄姊妹尽量往前面坐。
Before we begin, I once again ask brothers and sisters to sit towards the front.
请大家这个顾念讲的人。
I hope that you will consider the one who is speaking.
除非我们有特别的事情要照顾孩子，小小孩，我们能不能尽量把前面坐满，我们才。
Unless you have to take care of little children, then I ask that if we can fill up the front rows first.
我们请大家翻开约翰一书。
Let us turn to 1 John.
约翰一书第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
我们读第十三节。
Let us read verse 13.
约翰一书第五章第十三节，我们找着了。我们弟兄打在 screen 上面，我们一起读一下。
Let us read it together.
我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。昨天晚上我们开始用这一节圣经的后半段说到这一次聚会我们的主题是要叫我们知道自己有永生。
Last night we used the latter part of this verse to begin our sharing on the topic that so that you may know that you have eternal life.
神他是爱的神。
God is a God of love.
他给人呢永远是把上好的给我们。
And what he gives men will always be the best.
他在他的儿子的救赎里面。
In the salvation of his son.
不仅赐给我们白白的赦免。
He has not only given us the free salvation.
并且在这个救赎的里面，他把他的儿子赐给我们做生命。
In this salvation, he has also given us his son as our life.
昨天晚上我们曾经交通到这个永远的生命呢。在我们基督徒的开始到结束都是最重要的。
Last night we shared that this eternal life is the most important thing from the beginning to the end of a Christian's life.
是最基本的。
It is the most fundamental.
使徒约翰呢，他记了整卷的约翰一书，他告诉我们，他写这一卷书的目的，叫我们每一个信奉神的儿子耶稣基督的名的人，知道自己有永生。
Apostle John had written the entire book of 1 John so that we may know that those of us who believe in the name of his son have eternal life.
他盼望借着他所记的这些，我们去检查自己的生命和经历。
He hoped that through what he has written, we can examine our lives.
我们发现在我里面是有这一位。
So that we may find that inside of us, we truly have this one.
所以呢我们就有了把握，有了确据。
So then we have the certainty and assurance.
不仅我们有这个把握和确据。
Not only do we have the certainty and assurance.
并且因着这些的经历。
But because of these experiences.
我们知道那就是主自己。
We know that it is God himself.
我们开始我们留意他。
We begin to notice him.
我们开始宝贵他。
We begin to treasure him.
我们在生活里面呢，去寻找他。
In our lives, we start to seek him.
我们安静下来去等候他。
And we quiet down to wait for him.
好叫我们在生活里面经历他。
So that in our lives, we may experience him.
今天早晨有少数弟兄姊妹，我们在一起交通。
This morning, we had fellowship with a few brothers and sisters.
中午吃饭的时候呀，我可以。一对弟兄姊妹，他们请我们吃饭。
And during lunch, a few brothers and sisters took us out to lunch.
在吃饭的时候呢，我拼命吃，他们拼命讲话。
And during lunch, I kept on eating, and they kept on talking.
为什么呢？因为他们在主里面有许多对主的经历。
Because inside of them, they have many, many experiences with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，不是我们头脑里面装了许多关于基督的道理，我们生命就活泼。
Brothers and sisters, it is not that we have so much doctrines about the Lord in our head that we have these experiences.
也不是因着我们参加了很多今天基督教的活动和运动，我们里面就活泼。
And it is not because we have joined many Christian activities that we come alive inside.
乃是在我的生命的里面，在我生活里面最平凡的事物，我发现那个是主。
But it is because in our daily lives, in the most ordinary experiences, we find the Lord.
在最不可能的事情上面，我看见那是主做的。
On the most impossible thing, we see that this is the work of the Lord.
那叫我们里面喜乐。
That brings joy.
那叫我们里面感觉到自己是蒙爱的。
It makes us feel from inside that we are loved.
那叫我们觉察到主原来是这么真实。
It helps us to notice that the Lord is so real.
原来主是这么宝贵。
And the Lord is so precious.
原来主他是这样有全能的一位。
Actually, the Lord is so full of power and authority.
我相信在New York，许多弟兄姊妹过去这一段日子，这几年来，我们多少都有这些的经历。I
believe, brothers and sisters, at the Newark Church, that more or less you have these experiences.
我们从肉身的生命来做一个说明。That
we use our lives, our flesh to say.
我们因着有了人的生命。
Because we have the lives of men,
这个人的生命呢，越活泼越发展。
And the more this life grows and prospers,
所以人的生活范围里面呢，就越丰富，是不是呢？
And then the world that we live in becomes more abundant.
好像我们有很多弟兄姊妹有孩子。
Like many brothers and sisters who have children.
小的时候，这孩子小的时候呢，家里就蛮有生气的，因为呢，我半夜他起来哭啊。
And when the child is little, there's a, the household is very lively.
所以家里面呢，就充满了各种因着这个生命而有的活动。
And the household is full of activities because of this life.
等到这孩子慢慢长大了。
As this child gradually grows up.
你看我们家庭的生活的范围里面，因着这个生命呢，他的生活就变得丰富了。
And in our family, because of this life, our lives become more rich.
孩子学说话了，你看这个家里面。 何等的奇妙啊，多了很多的声音呢。
And as this child learns to speak, there are many much more sound and noises around the house.
我现在有时候到一些弟兄姊妹家里面呢，看到他们的小小孩，就怀，让我怀念我两个孩子小的时候。
And nowadays, when I go to brothers and sisters' house and when I see their little children, it reminds me of the days when my children were little.
我稍微讲一点点。
I will speak about it a little bit.
我的儿子生下来就睡觉。My
son, after he was born, he sleeps.
没有声音的。
There's no sound.
一直到他两岁半都没有声音。And
he didn't make a sound until he was 2.5 years old.
就是吃了就睡，然后就吐，就是这几样事情。And
he would eat and he would sleep and he would throw up. And those are all he does.
我们那时候有点紧张啊，这个孩子是不是有问题啊？
And we would be nervous, thinking, is there something wrong with this child? And then when he was 2.5 years old, he began to speak. He didn't just say one word or two words or one sentence. He would say many, many things.
Like a speech.
He would make a speech.
你发现啊，生命呢，越发展的时候，因着生命而产生出来的活动和现象就越多。
And you will see that as a life develops, that there are many phenomena that would grow around that.
弟兄姊妹，属灵的生命也是这样。
Brothers and sisters, a spiritual life is the same way.
我们被很多生命之外的事情吸引了，我们认为我需要得着那个才重要，我才会有这些活动，不是的。
We are attracted by many things outside of our lives, and we think that we must have those.
比如说，我们讲到侍奉。
As an example, we talk about service.
讲到侍奉的能力,
we talk about the power of service.
侍奉的功用,
we talk about the function of service.
很多人就专门的去追求那个能力，那个功用，但是忘记了生命。
Many people pursue that power and that function, but they forget about the life.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们的生命长大的时候，它自然就有了功用。
Brothers and sisters, as our lives grow, it will naturally have function.
当我们这个生命刚强的时候，它自然就有能力。And
as this life strengthens, it will naturally have power.
所以我听一个弟兄讲，他孩子长大，小的时候，小的时候要帮忙家父母亲做点事情。And
I hear a brother who says that his child, as he grows up, he wants to help his parents to do certain things.
他做事情是越做越忙，越做越多事。
And the more he works, the more there
work there is.
And I have a similar experience. My child loves to wash
dishes for us.
We often calculate this set of glasses in our household, how long will it last, because my child helps us to wash them.
他们越长大了, 这个杯子, 这一套用的时间就越长一点的。
And as they grow up, we are able to use those glasses for a longer period of time.
为什么呢? 因为他小的时候, 他洗碗是玩的, 玩泡泡, 这杯子一下就打破了。
And because when he was little, he would wash the dishes and play with the soap bubble, and the glasses would break.
他不过是在玩而已。
He's only playing.
因为他身量还很小。
Because the measure of his life is very small.
但是等到他长大了以后呢?
But when he grows up,
不需要讲什么, 他做得非常好。
You don't need to say anything. He will do a very good job.
我听一个弟兄就讲, 他孩子长大了, 他有时候家里灯泡坏了, 他要去换, 他儿子说, 爸, 你不要做了。
And a brother tells me that as when his son is grown up, he would want to change the light bulbs, and his son would tell him,
你坐了,
you don't have to do it.
还要拿楼梯, 还要拿椅子爬上去, 说不定还摔下来, 太麻烦了。
He said you have to step on a chair and get a ladder, and perhaps you would fall.
因为他儿子长大, 6尺高啊, 手一伸就拿下来了。
But his son, who's 6 feet tall, would just raise his hand and be able to change the light bulb.
那功用显出来了。
So the function is shown. And the grass, the father doesn't have to mow the lawn anymore. Because his son is exercising every day and is very strong and it's very easy to mow the lawn. So that you may know that you have eternal life. We have to treasure this life. We have to nurture this life. We have to be obedient to this life. All the blessings that God wants to give us and all of our functions are in this life.
但是很可惜, 很多神的儿女们呢, 把这件事情放到生命里面很次要的地位。
But unfortunately, many people place this in a very unimportant position. We pursue things outside. We pursue things about this life, but not the life itself. And this is the reason why for the weaknesses of many brothers and sisters and the struggles of many brothers.
我要再和弟兄姊妹讲, 这个永远的生命对基督徒来讲是最基本的。
I have to say again that this eternal life is the most basic.
你我的得救是我得着这个永远的生命开始。
Our salvation begins with us receiving this life.
它是极其宝贵的。
It is very precious.
它是极其重要的。
It is very important.
并且将来我们在永世里面, 我们所得的丰富是用生命来测量的, 不是用我们今天所做的工作来测量。
And in eternity, it will be measured by the lives and not by what we do.
The work.
Not measured by the work.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters, I hope I can clearly express my feelings.
我希望把它打得紧一点。
I hope I can nail it.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们, 你, 我们碰到基督徒的, 无论是个人或团体啊, 各样问题的时候, 我们要有一个地方可以回去。
Whether we encounter a problem individually or corporately as a church, we need to have a place that we can go back to.
有一个出路, 我们知道那个是真正的出路。
We need to have a way that we know that is the true way.
所以使徒约翰呢, 在他晚年, 我相信他也知道他快要去见主了。
And Apostle John, I believe that in his latter days, he knew that he was about to see the Lord's
glory. 神的儿女爱教会。
How he loved the children of God and how he loved the church.
所以他把他一生呢, 在主里面的学习, 他一生的经历, 他的认识, 他把它归结在这一卷书里面。
So he took his life's learning and summarized it in this book.
他告诉我们说, 我记这些给你们呢, 是为了叫你们知道自己有永生。
He said, these things I've written to you so that you may know that you have eternal life.
好, 我们开始再读
Let us begin by reading a few passages.
请大家翻到约翰一书第二章,
Let us turn to 1 John chapter 2,
第二十节,
verse 20.
我们找着了, 请大家一起来读。
Let us read it together.
你们从那圣者受了恩膏, 并且知道这一切的事, 我们再读27节。
Let us read verse 27.
你们从主所受的恩膏 常存在你们心里, 并不用人教训你们, 自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。 这恩膏是真的, 不是假的。 你们要按这恩膏的教训, 住在主里面。 我们再请大家读, 我们读旧约的以西结书。
Let us turn to the Old Testament, to the book of Ezekiel.
第36章,
verse 36.
第26,
verse 26 and 27.
以西结书36章, 26,
Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, 27.
我们一起读,
Let us read it together.
Moreover,
I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you.
又从你们的肉体中除掉石心, 赐给你们肉心, 我必将我的灵放在你们里面, 使你们顺从我的律例, 谨守遵行我的典章。 好, 今天下午呢, 我们先读这几处的经文。
And we will read these passages this afternoon.
昨天晚上我们开头的时候讲到了, 我们这四堂聚会, 用四方面,
Last night we said that we will look at this in from four different aspects to learn about the eternal life in us.
第一个呢, 就是, 在我们里面的光, 生命的光。
The first is the light of life in us.
好, 我们知道这个光呢, 是神吩咐他照在我们的心里面。
We know that this light that the Lord has commanded him to shine.
当我们看见这个光的时候, 我们发现这光不是别的。
When we see this light, we realize that this light is no other.
不是一件事情,
it is not something.
乃是耶稣基督自己,
but Jesus Christ himself.
我们看见的是耶稣基督的脸向我们显现。
What we see is the face of Jesus Christ.
我们常常希望呢, 我们看见一个人的脸, 那个就是主的显现, 不是。
We often hope to see the face of a man and we believe that's the appearance of the Lord.
属灵的经历啊, 在灵的深处, 它有生命的表现。
The, brothers and sisters, a spiritual experience in the depth of the spirit, it has a manifestation.
今天早晨我们交通的时候, 我听弟兄姊妹们交通的, 我知道他们里面有这个经历。
When I hear brothers and sisters have fellowship this morning, I know that they have this experience.
我们要感谢主, 主常常在我们里面向我们显现。
We thank the Lord, that he often appears to us inside.
因为有光在我们的里面。
Because there is light in us.
这个光是真光,
that light is the true light.
这光是天上来的光,
this light comes from heaven.
这个光呢, 是生命的光,
this light is the light of life.
这个光也是复活的光,
and this is the light of resurrection.
这个光呢, 是在我们的良心里面最直接, 让我们看见,
and this light is shown most clearly to us in our conscience.
所以一个蒙恩得救的人呢, 他的良心被洗得洁净了。
So a person who is saved by grace, His conscience has been cleansed.
啊, 是借着耶稣基督的血洗得干净,
and it is cleansed through the blood of Jesus Christ.
神的光就照在我们的良心里面,
and the light of Jesus Christ shines in us.
叫我们对自己对许多的事情, 我们开始有不同的看法, 不同的感觉。
So that toward many things, we have a different thinking and a different perspective.
有的人在这个经历的里面, 他就得着了平安。
And many people in this experience, they receive peace.
好, 我们相信了耶稣基督, 我们得着了生命。
We believe in Jesus Christ and we receive life.
但是很多时候啊, 这个生命在我们里面呢, 我们并不觉得它是宝贵的。
But many times, this life in us, we don't think it's precious.
我们也并不感觉呢, 是一个稳定的, 是一个确据, 一个把握。
And we also don't think that it's a stable assurance, a proof.
直到有一天呢，我们失败了，好，我们摸不到这个感觉了，我们才发现的，我好像丢掉了一个重要的东西。
Until one day we fail, and it seems as if we can no longer find it, we can no longer touch it, that we realize that we have lost something.
这个时候有人来向我们解释呢，我们才明白，哦，我真是蒙恩得救了，我是一个神的儿女。
And then when someone comes to explain to us, we realize, I have truly been saved. I have been saved by grace, and I am a child of God.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，我需不需要说做一个说明呢，让弟兄姊妹更清楚。
I don't know if I need to explain this to make it more clear.
我早期传福音呢，我常常用一个见证。
In the early days when I was preaching the gospel, I would often use an example.
这个见证呢，是在台湾发生的一个真实的事情。
And this testimony is something that's true that happened in Taiwan.
就是早期呢，在台湾，因为刚刚这个中国政局的改变，有许多人。
In the early days in Taiwan, there were many people who came from China because of the political environment.
大家的生活都非常的艰苦。
And people's lives were very hard.
很多人呢，失去了自己的亲人，失去了所有的财产。
Many people, when they arrived in Taiwan, they lost their families and they lost all of their possessions.
工作也不容易找。
And jobs were very hard to come by.
你看，这个经济一萧条呢。
And similar to this today, you see as the economy declines that there are more crimes. In Taiwan, there's this young man. He was hopeless. And he had no family. And no friends to help him. And he had no social network. And he had no education.
落得最后啊，以偷东西谋生。
So in the end, he made a living by stealing.
好，我们中文讲，有的人偷鸡摸狗，他就是做这种事情。
In Chinese, we say that people would they would steal chicken and they would steal dogs, and that's what he did.
这个是真实的事情，每一家养鸡的晚上都要把它关好，不然早上就不见了。
It's true because every family would have to lock up the chicken that they raise. Because otherwise, in the morning, it will be lost.
他就是这么做这种事情。
That's what he did.
那么他越偷啊，这个技术就越好。
And his skill would improve as he steals.
越偷啊，胆子就越大。
And he would become more bold.
有一天呢，天还没有完全黑完呢，他就开始去上班了。
And one day, even before it was fully dark, he began to work.
他走过人家的店门呢，就偷人家东西，放在口袋就往前走。
And as he passed by storefronts, he would take people's things and put it in his pocket.
就被人看到，人家说小偷啊，抓人啊。<laughs> And
then he got caught, and people yelled thief.
他把东西一丢了，拼命跑，年轻啊，跑得快。And
he threw away the things that he stolen, and he ran. And because he was young, he ran very fast.
就警察也知道了，吹哨子要追这个人了。And
then the police realized this, and they blew the whistle, and also wanted to shoot
him.
He was very afraid.
真想了找个地方能够躲一躲。And
he truly wanted to find a place to hide.
结果他跑到一条街上，听着前面有唱歌的声音。And
he ran onto a street and he heard there were sounds of a.
原来有一个基督徒的聚会的教堂啊，门开着，他们正在传福音，唱诗歌。And
there was this Christian church and the doors were open and they were singing and preaching the gospel.
他想我得救了。He
said, "I am saved."
冲到里面就。 进去啊，若无其事。其实他喘不得了啊，找个后面的位置坐下来。And
he ran into the church and he sat down, even though he was trying to catch his breath.
这个警察也不知道，不会到教堂里面来抓小偷的。And
the police didn't know, and the police didn't think of going into the church.
这一看，这个人转到那巷子就不见了。All
he knew was this person ran into the street and disappeared.
他是坐在底下听福音的。
And then he sat there listening to the gospel.
就很奇妙，那这个传道人在台上讲哈，神认识我们，神也寻找我们。
And the preacher was standing at the podium saying that God knows us and God seeks us.
他说，不论你在哪里，神都认识你，神找到你了。
And he said, no matter where you are, God knows you and God has found
you.
And he pointed to the place where the thief was sitting.
哎呀，这个小偷想，他怎么知道我神在找我，他就想换个位置，啊，趁他不注意站起来走到另外一个地方坐下。
And the thief thought, how can he know that God is looking for me? So he changed his seat.
这船长说，不论你在哪里，神还是找到你了，又指到他的位置。
And the preacher pointed to him again and said, no matter where you are, God has found you.
那一天他讲到主耶稣为罪人舍命。
And that day he talked about how Jesus gave up his life for sinners.
他找我们为要救我们脱离罪恶的过犯。
And he seeks us to save us from sin.
他找我们是为要借着我们的信，他把他的生命赐给我们。
And he seeks us so that through our faith he can give us his life.
叫我们得永生,
so that we may have eternal life.
所以那天去完会啊,
so at the end of gathering,
他想啊，真是神在找我。
He thought, it truly is the Lord is looking for me.
别人都走了以后啊, 他留下来。
And after everyone left, he stayed behind.
他就跟这个侍奉主的人讲说呢, 我想认识救恩。
And he said to the servant, I want to know salvation.
他说我能不能把我过去的生活告诉你，看看主会不会要我。
He said, can I tell you about my life and see if the Lord still wants me?
那一天这个传道人就带他跪下来认罪祷告接受耶稣基督。
And that day the preacher knelt down with him and prayed so that he received the salvation and asked for forgiveness.
他站起来里面真有平安。
And as he stood up, he truly had peace inside.
他就告诉这传道人说, 我不偷了。
And he said to the preacher,
我明天去找个工作。
I'm not going to steal anymore. I'm going to look for a job.
去卖劳力啊, 去帮人挖土, 做什么他都愿意。
And he was willing to do any kind of labor work.
他真是重生改变了。
He was truly reborn.
啊, 充满了平安和喜乐。
He was full of peace and joy.
啊, 他确实也找到了一份呢, 这个做苦力的工作。
And he truly found a job that it's a labor's job.
有一天下工啊, 肚子特别饿。
And one day he got off from work and he was very hungry.
口又渴。
And he was very thirsty.
啊, 他回家的路上,
and he was on his way home.
经过一个餐馆呢, 外面正在蒸一笼的包子还是馒头。
And he passed a restaurant that was steaming buns outside.
他手上刚好拿着他的外衣啊, 这个时候以前的习惯又来了, 顺手一捞就带着走了。
And he had his jacket with him.
因为他肚子饿。
And because he was hungry, he just took the buns and walked away.
忘记祷告了, 过就吃了。
And he forgot to pray and he ate it.
吃完晚上要睡觉, 要祷告, 祷告不出来。
And after he ate it, at night before he went to sleep, he
wanted
to pray and
he couldn't.
And he found it strange that he couldn't pray, so he just went to sleep.
翻来翻去就是睡不着。
And he turned and he couldn't sleep.
主在他里面向他说话,
the Lord spoke to him.
你今天又偷了。
And said, you stole again today.
不是,
and his conscience said to him, you stole again.
这个良心的感觉一来，仇敌就开始控告他。
And when this feeling in the conscience came, the enemy came to accuse him.
你还说你信耶稣?
You said you believe in
Jesus. 你看你信耶稣的人还偷，你根本没有得救。
You believe in Jesus and you're still stealing. You have not been saved.
一个晚上在船上翻来翻去，睡不着。
And he turned and turned on the bed and couldn't go to sleep.
所以早上天一亮了，他就跑到他得救那个聚会去敲门。
And as soon as morning came, he went to the church where he was saved and knocked on the door.
这个传道人来开门，一看是他，说什么事啊？这么早来找我？
And the preacher opened the door and saw him and said, "Why are you here so early?"
我要跟你谈谈。
He said, "I have to talk to you."
他就把发生的事情讲了。
And he explained to him what happened.
他说：“我到底得救没有？”
He said, "Have I been saved?"
我到底。 信了耶稣是不是你讲的我得救？为什么我还会去偷呢？
He said, "Am I really saved? Why is it that I stole again?"
这个传道人很老练。This
preacher is very experienced.
他就跟他讲，坐下来。And
he said to him, "Sit down."
我问你几个问题。Let
me ask you a few questions.
你没有信耶稣以前，你偷到了睡不着觉呢，还是没有偷到睡不着觉？
He asked him, "Before you believed in Jesus, Were you not able to sleep when you were able to stow or not able to stow?
他想，他说我以前呢，天天在家没事就练习偷的技术。
Said,
偷到了我就很高兴，晚上睡得特别好。
Said before when I have nothing to do at home, I would practice at home how to steal, and if I can steal successfully, then I would sleep well at night.
如果手气不好，没偷到什么东西，回家呢睡不着觉，研究明天怎么再来一次。
He said, and if I'm unlucky and I wasn't able to steal anything, then I couldn't go to sleep, and I would think about how I can steal the next day.
这个弟兄就问他，那么昨天晚上你是吃了那个包子睡着了呢，还是没有吃那个包子睡着？
And the preacher asked him, last night were you not able to sleep because you ate the bun or because you did not eat the bun?
他忽然里面明白了。
All of a sudden he understood.
我里面有一个圣洁的生命。
I have a holy life inside.
所以这个生命不容许我不对付这件罪。
And this life does not allow me to not deal with the sin.
我所以睡不着。
Therefore I couldn't sleep.
他流下眼泪，他和弟兄一起祷告。
And he cried and he prayed with the brother.
他向主认罪。
He confessed his sin to the Lord.
他说今天我就去对付这件事情。
He said, today I will deal with this.
把这个真龙还回去，还加上钱，还要赔钱。
And he returned the bun and he paid for it and paid additional for it. 弟兄姊妹们，
常常是在我们失败的时候，我们违背主的时候，这个生命在我们里面隐藏起来了，我们受不了。
Brothers and sisters, it is often when we fail that this life that has been hidden in us, that we cannot take it anymore.
我们才知道主在我里面是真实的，我不应该违背他。
And then we know that the Lord inside of us is true, and we cannot disobey Him.
但是很可惜，很多神的儿女们呢，在这个点上面
But unfortunately,
没有接受好的教导。
Many brothers and sisters or children of God have not been taught well on this point.
在一蒙恩得救的时候，在这个点上呢，不够有多的操练和学习。
And on this point, after they've been saved, they don't have enough exercise.
我们用很多的理由，用很多知识，甚至用基督徒的外面的热心活动，贿赂我们的良心，说你不要说话了。
We use many reasons and many things of outside of Christians to bribe our conscience to say, do not speak.
你已经为主做了这么多了，那点小事呢，谁不会犯的，都一样的。
You have already done so much for the Lord. This little mistake everyone makes.
弟兄姊妹，这就叫我们不认识住在我里面的永生。
Brothers and sisters, this allows us to not know the eternal life that is in us.
所以约翰告诉我们说，我们遇见的光，我们就要对付罪。
So in 1 John it tells us that when we see the light, we will deal with the sin.
在这个对付的里面，我们就认识主耶稣的血多么的宝贵。
And in the dealing with the sin, we will know how precious is the blood of
Jesus Christ. 多么的有功效。
And how effective it is.
在过去这些年呢，我在我自己服侍的情形里面，有好多弟兄姊妹被主带到这个点上。
And in my many years of service, many brothers and sisters have been brought to this point. They come alive.
以前呢，不是假的基督徒，他们是真的基督徒。
It wasn't that they were fake Christians before, they were true Christians.
因为他实在是信了耶稣基督。
Because they truly believed in Lord Jesus.
实在也重生得救了。
And they had a new life.
但是因着不知道怎样尊重在里面这个生命。
But because they do not know how to respect the life that is in them.
但是我们参加了很多所谓的基督教的活动。
And we joined many Christian activities.
我们甚至也带人来听福音，也传福音。
And we even bring people to listen to the gospel.
但是总感觉到自己里面呢，好像若有若无的样子。
But inside we feel this uncertainty.
所以我曾经碰过有弟兄来问我，你说主耶稣的血有洗净罪的功效，怎么在我里面就是一个知识而已呢？
I have brothers who came to me and asked, you say that the blood of Jesus cleansed my sin, then why is it that I only feel like it's a knowledge for me?
直到有弟兄姊妹呢被带到在罪的上面，他有学习有对付的时候。
until brother or sister has been brought to the point of dealing with the sin.
那个光在我们里面,
and then the light shines in us again.
我要住在光中。
And then we have this desire to live in the light.
我不仅碰见光一次, 我行在光中。
Not only have I touched the light, I walk in the light.
并且我要住在, 我要一个持续的经历。
And I want to continuously dwell in it.
弟兄姊妹, 这个说出啊, 我们重生得救。
This talks about us having been reborn again.
所以刚才我们读约翰一书第二章第二十节。
So when we read 1 John chapter 2 verse 20,
那里说到呢, 我们从那圣者受了恩膏。
It says that we have received the anointing from the Holy One.
好, 我们知道那圣者指着我们的主耶稣基督。
We know the Holy One is pointing to our Lord Jesus.
当我们相信耶稣基督的时候,
when we believe in Lord Jesus Christ, when we accept Him as our Savior,
若是我们肯, 在人面前承认, 并且做见证,
if we are willing to admit and testify before men,
我们肯照着主的话语来接受, 我们受浸归入他的死,
if we are willing to be baptized,
我们归入他的埋葬,
to be buried with him,
弟兄姊妹, 好像是做一件外面的事情,
it is as if we're doing something on the outside. 但是神在他的信实和公义的里面,
他要成就他的应许。
But God, in His faithfulness, will fulfill His promise.
好, 我们看见, 在, 早在呢, 主第一次降生之前呢,
we see that even before when Jesus was born into the world,
差不多600年前,
600 years before that,
好, 我们看见先知以西结, 他就说到人重生的这个经历。
We see that Prophet Ezekiel talks about rebirth.
他说呢, 我要赐给你们一个新心。
He said that I will give you a new heart.
36章, 我要将心灵放在你们里面。
And put in you a new spirit.
又要把我们从我们的肉体中除掉实心。
And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh.
赐给我们一个肉心。
And give you a heart of flesh.
然后呢, 神要做一件事。 他说我必将我的灵放在你们里面。
And then God will do one thing. He says, I will put my spirit within you.
这就是使徒约翰呢, 在约翰一书里面讲到, 我们从那圣者领受了恩膏。
And that is what Apostle John mentioned in 1 John when he said that you have an anointing from the Holy One.
恩膏呢, 是指着圣灵说的。
And the anointing is pointing to the Holy Spirit.
在旧约时代呢, 那些相信神的人,
in the Old Testament, those who believe in God, those people who are used by God, on them there is also the Spirit of God.
但是神的灵只不过是降在他们的身上, 感动他们, 使用他们而已。
But the Spirit of God only rests on them and uses them.
但是当他们尽完这个职事的时候, 神的灵呢, 不能住在他们里面, 神的灵还是, 还是要回去。
But once they have completed the ministry, the Spirit of God cannot abide in them. The Spirit of God has to return.
在新约时代, 每一个信耶稣基督的人,
but in the New Testament, everyone who
弟兄姊妹,
believes in Jesus,
神在我们身上做的工何等的奇妙,
the work of God, how amazing it is on us.
这不是你我努力,
it is not that you and I can work hard to receive it.
乃是呢, 耶稣基督在十字架上完成的,
but it is something that is completed by Jesus Christ.
我们只需要相信和顺服,
we only need to believe and obey.
主就做成这件事情,
and then God has completed this.
神为了要让我们这个人呢, 可以合适于圣灵来居住。
God wants to make us appropriate and proper for the Spirit to abide in.
所以神要先在我们身上做一些更新的工作。
So therefore, God needs to do some work of renewal on us first.
做一些除掉的工作, 做一个改变的工作。
To do a work of removal, a work of change.
他第一个呢, 先就给我们有一个新的心。
He first gives us a new heart.
啊, 然后呢, 将一个新的灵赐给我们,
and then puts in us a new spirit.
弟兄姊妹, 我们没有信主耶稣以前呢, 我们也有我们的心呢。
Brothers and sisters, before we believed in Jesus, we also have our own hearts.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你回想一下，我们没有信主以前，你的心是什么样的？
Brothers and sisters, before we believed, what is our heart like?
我小的时候有人讲，这个人很小气，或者很有心机，叫他这个小心眼。
And when I was young, people would say that I am very cheap or
very cunning.
Very cunning.
Has a lot of plot. 对人呢，跟你讲几句话，里面就转好几圈了。
And as I speak to people, I've already thought of many things in my mind.
也有做生意的人呢，不诚实，我们说他什么心很黑啊。
And there's business people who are not honest, and we say they have a blackened heart.
也有的人啊，这个很不仁慈，我们说他心很坏。
And there are people who are without mercy, and we say he has a bad heart.
可能也有的人呢，心觉得自己蛮好的。
And some people may feel that they have a good heart.
但是那都是旧照。
But that is all in the old creation.
我们重生得救，神做的第一件事就是赐给我们一个新的心。
When we are reborn, the first thing the Lord does is to give us a new heart.
而且借着赐给我们新的心呢，就将新的灵放在我们里面。
And through the new heart, He has put in us a new spirit.
这个灵呢，是对神开始有反应的灵。
And this spirit is one that reacts to God.
不是说我们就换了一个灵，还是我原来那个灵。
It is not that we've replaced the spirit; it is still the same spirit.
现在呢，以前我那个灵呢，我人的灵呢，是被。 我的心思意念被我的魂所捆绑，被肉体辖制的。
But before, the spirit is constrained by the soul and by the flesh.
但是我信耶稣基督，我听见福音，受感动的时候。
But when I listen to the gospel, when I hear the gospel and been touched by it.
主在我们里面的工作，就是把我这个灵释放了。
And the work of the Lord frees that spirit.
他这个灵呢，变成一个新的灵了。
It becomes a new spirit.
然后呢，主把我们肉体中的石心除掉。
And the Lord removes the heart of stone from us.
赐给我们一个肉心。
And gives us a heart of flesh.
我们现在对神的事情呢，开始有感觉。
And now we start to have feelings toward God. We are softened.
啊，这个以前呢，我们对许多属灵的事情，我们有自己的看法，有成见，有自己的感觉的。
And before, we towards things of God, we are prejudiced. We have our own view.
但是现在呢，主在我们身上做了改变的工作。
But now the Lord has done a work of change on us.
所以有的时候我们在聚会里面会看见一些朋友。
So sometimes in gatherings, we would see some friends.
甚至有一些弟兄姊妹。
And even some brothers or sisters.
就在聚会中，神的灵就做工，圣灵就做工。
And in the gathering, the Spirit of God does the work.
你知道，我们的脸呢，常常反映我们的心的。
Our faces often reflect our hearts.
我们心里面愁苦，脸上就是愁容。
When we are worrisome in our heart, our face is worrisome.
心里面什么样的脸是什么样的。
Whatever your heart feels, that's how your face is.
就在聚会中看到人进来的时候，脸是一个样子。
Sometimes you see someone who walks into the gathering with one face. And halfway through the gathering, his face relaxes. And all the wrinkles will disappear and he'll begin to smile.
弟兄姊妹，那不是因为外面的热闹活动，人的爱心带来的结果。
That is not brought upon by the activities or the enthusiasm of men from the outside.
那是神的同在，圣灵在这里做的工。
That is the presence of God, the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们前一个礼拜啊，在我们聚会传福音。
Last week we had a gospel gathering at our church.
就看见这样的事情。
And we saw this happen.
有一个朋友呢，我们每次有传福音，他都来。
We have a friend who every time we preach the gospel, he comes.
但是大家都觉得他就是来做朋友的。
And everyone feels he just comes to be friends.
有国内朋友跟我讲，他说我们北京人称这种人呢叫做滚刀肉。 滚刀肉，就是连刀都下不去的，切不动的，你一切它就滑掉了。没有关系，没有关系，不用翻。但是那一天呢，主的灵摸到他。
But that day, the Spirit of God touched him.
一呼召的时候, 他举手, 拼命举手, 我信耶稣了。
And when we had the calling, he raised his hand and he kept on saying, I believe in the Lord now.
我们留下来, 大家, 他就站在走到中间, 跟每一个人握手, 我信耶稣了。
And at the end of gathering, he stood in the aisle and shook hands with everyone and said, I believe in Jesus.
弟兄姊妹, 那是灵里面发生的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is what happened in the Spirit.
我们有永生,
we have eternal life, and that eternal life begins in the Spirit. That is the work of the Holy Spirit.
实心,
and it removes the heart of stone and replaces it with the heart of flesh.
这个时候,
and then we are prepared to be a dwelling place for the Holy Spirit.
所以呢,
so God places His own Spirit into our spirit. This placement is called abiding.
弟兄姊妹们, 永生的,
eternal life, to walk forward, it is to experience the abiding.
它不是一个事件, 一次发生了,
it is not one event that happens and tomorrow it's gone.
像今天早晨我们, 啊, 主不要我们天天在那里认罪啊, 悔改, 不会的。
And just like this morning, the Lord doesn't want us to every day be repenting.
我们认过了, 在神那里了, 已经抵消了, 啊, 我们不需要再去认一次。
And when we repent, that it's cancelled, it disappears before God.
是不是我们好像是这个光的经历若有若无了？
But then, is it like the experience of the light? Is it like sometimes we have it and other times we don't?
当神的灵来的时候，它是住在我们的灵里面，与我们的灵联合了。No,
when the Spirit of God comes, it abides in us and it is connected with our spirit.
在新约圣经里面讲到住这个字的时候，
in the New Testament, the word abide.
它的意义啊，就是停留在那里。
The meaning is that it dwells there.
啊，或者这样讲， remains.
It remains there.
它持续的存在在那里。
It continuously stays there.
Yeah, 对。然后呢，而且在这个持续存在跟我们之间的关系，有一个非常靠近的那个感觉。
And this word, it has a sense that it's very close to us.
而且是非常的亲密。
And it's very intimate.
而且在我们里面，它是一个稳定的经历。
And in us, it is a stable experience.
是一个 steady state.
It's a steady state.
这个叫做住。
And that is abiding.
弟兄姊妹，在我们还不觉察的时候，我们受浸的时候，啊，若是我们真实的活在圣灵，啊，活在主话语的光中啊，圣灵做这个见证，圣灵来就住在我的里面。
Brothers and sisters, even before we know it, when we are baptized, if we are true, then this Holy Spirit comes and abides in us.
我们有了永生, 主要我们靠着这个生命在地上生活。
And we have eternal life, and through this life, we live in the
world. 所以他要先让我们呢, 在里面呢, 得着这个生命呢, 是一个住的生命。
So first, He has to give us this life in us that is one that abides in us.
主一旦借着圣灵住进来了, 他就永远不离开。
And once the Lord enters and abides in us through the Holy Spirit, He will never leave.
这是一个真理上的事实。
That is a truth.
但是在我们经历的感觉上, 我们还是会觉得好像主不在, 因为我们有情感。
In our experience, we may still feel that the Lord is not there because we have emotions.
但是所有属灵的经历必须要根据于那个事实, 我们来相信, 来接受, 我们才会往前。
But all spiritual experiences, we have to believe in this truth in order to go forward.
所以使徒约翰讲到, 叫我们知道自己永生, 第二个经历啊, 是讲到膏油在我们里面, 已经, 我们已经得着了。
And therefore, Apostle John, when he talks about the eternal life in us, the second aspect is the anointing that is already in us.
而且他住在我们的里面。
And he abides in us.
弟兄姊妹, 这个住啊, 在我们的身上, 我们就有一个责任, 我们需要去学习听他, 学习跟随他。
Brothers and sisters, this abiding gives us a responsibility that we have to learn and listen to Him. When we enter the reality of abiding, this eternal life is our Lord in us.
就带给我们每一个信徒啊, 日常生活中里面的安息和力量。
It brings every believer the peace and strength every day.
这个点呢, 今天在许多神的儿女们中间呢, 几乎是一个失传的东西。
This point seems to disappear among many brothers, among many children of God.
或者我们称它叫做 extinct art.
It becomes an extinct art.
啊, 今天呢, 有一些动物啊, 它绝迹了, 灭, 怎么, 这个叫什么, 中文叫, 绝种了, 对,
there are many animals nowadays that are extinct.
当我们真的回到圣经里面, 我们自己经历了, 我们来看, 今天我们遇见许多亲爱的神的儿女。
When we return to the scripture and when we and then we see today many children of God.
我们讲, 很多神的儿女们呢, 知道很多的知识,
we say many children of God they have so much knowledge.
不仅圣经的知识, 教会历史的知识也很丰富。
Not only do they have knowledge from the scripture, they are also very knowledgeable.
但是一碰它里面生命的时候, 对主了非常的陌生。
But when you touch on their lives, they're very unfamiliar with the Lord.
一碰他生命的时候，对救恩呢，好像没有太大的把握。
And when you touch on their life, it seems like they don't have much certainty about salvation.
这个真理和经历啊，今天在神儿女们中间变成一个失传的绝活了。
And this abiding, this experience of abiding in among the children of God, it seems like a distinct art.
使徒约翰在第一世纪的时候，他好像就预先看见了教会将来。
Apostle John, in the first century, he seems to be able to foresee the church in the future. So in his epistle, he especially tells us this point. In chapter 2, verse 20, he tells us,
他说呢,你们从那圣者受了恩膏。
But he said, but you have an anointing from the Holy One.
好，这个我不晓得我们姊妹的英文翻译，这个受了恩膏，这个受它是用什么时态？
In the translation, what is the tense for the word have?
好，我今天没有记下来，我们回去可以大家查一查，这告诉我们说我们已经得着了，并且它正在我们的身上。
The tense of receiving the anointing says that is that one that you already have it.
它可能是一个现在完成进行式。
It's a present past tense.
这个 present participle.
It's a present participle.
就是它已经完成了，但是它不是说过去了，它现在仍然正在进行。
It's completed, but it's not in the past. It is continuing today. If we pursue on this point,
去留意,
to pay attention,
我们经历，我稍微提一下， 在圣经里面讲到啊， 圣灵住在我们里面， 我们也学会借着圣灵的教导， 住在主里面。
The scripture tells us that the Spirit abides in us, and we also learn to abide in the Spirit.
我们至少可以看见有七种的祝福。
We can see at least seven blessings.
第一种的祝福呢，我们会有蒙爱的感觉和经历。
The first blessing is that we would feel loved.
We are beloved.
We are beloved.
神爱我们。
That God loves us.
爱到一个地步啊，今天人间没有一个爱可以描写。
Loves us to a point that there is no love in this world that can describe it.
爱我们，我们的生活里面就充满了安息。 充满了把握，充满了力量。
Well, because the Lord loves us, our lives are full of assurance and certainty and strength.
而且在这个蒙爱的里面，我们常常见主的面。
And in this love, we often see God's face.
主要向我们显现。
The Lord often appears to us.
这个记载在约翰福音第14章。
This is recorded in the Gospel Book of John, chapter 14.
约翰福音呢？ 第十四章啊，第二十一节开始那里讲到这个。
Gospel Book of John, chapter 14, starting with verse 21.
并且呢，我们 若是觉察在我们里面住的恩膏啊。
If we take notice of the anointing that is in us.
在约翰一书第二章二十节那里讲，并且我们就知道这一切的事情。
And then in 1 John chapter 2 verse 20 it says that you all know.
啊，我们这个知道就是我们对外面的环境呢，我们开始有了属灵的认识和分辨力。
It means that toward our outside environment, we have a spiritual discernment.
我们知道今天这个社会呢，啊，不要说这个物质的或者属世的社会。
We know that the world we live in, not just the material world that we live in.
就是所谓的基督教的这个环境的里面。
Even within the Christian environment,
充满了各种的混乱。
It is full of chaos.
充满了各种的仁义。
It is full of the will of man.
充满了各种的欺骗。
It is full of a deceit.
弟兄姊妹们，我们唯有靠着住在里面的恩膏，我们才会分辨它。
Only through the anointing that is in us can we discern.
但是我们需要认识他住在我们里面，我们也要照着他的教训住在主里面。
But we have to know that it abides in us, and through the teaching of the Lord, know that we abide in Him.
而且当我们住在主里面的时候
，But also when we are abiding in the Lord.
在约翰的书信里面讲到，凡住在主里面的人就不犯罪。
In the epistles of John, it mentioned that all those who live in him does not sin.
这告诉我说，若是我们照着恩膏的教训呢，我们来生活的时候，我们里面活出来的生命呢，是那个永远的生命。
It tells us that if we live according to the anointing that is in us, then we live out the life.
那个生命呢，会不会犯罪呢
？Does that life sin？
你想想看。那个生命就是主耶稣自己的生命。
That life is the life of Jesus Christ.
他会不会犯罪呢
？Would he sin？
不会。
No。
那我们犯罪就告诉我说，我还活在我自己的生命里面。
So when we sin, it tells us that we're still abiding in our old life.
这个是我们要经历永生的，我们要分辨的。
So that is something we have to discern as we experience eternal life.
我们要求主在我里面呢，显明他的自己。
We have to ask our Lord to reveal Himself in us.
然后叫我们呢，能够靠着他过一个不犯罪的生活。
So that we may through Him live a sinless life.
不仅如此。
Not only that.
我们住在主里面呢，我们就可以多结果子。
And not only that, if we abide in the Lord, we can bear much fruit.
神的儿女们呢，应该是结果子的人。
Children of God should be people who bear fruit.
结圣灵的果子。
Bear spiritual fruits.
啊，这个在约翰福音第十五章。
This is in Gospel Book of John, chapter 15.
我们住在主里面呢，主的话就在我们里面，住在我们里面。
When we abide in the Lord, the word of the Lord abides in us.
啊，我们的祷告啊，就蒙主的垂听和成就。
And our prayers are heard and blessed by the Lord.
我们就有许多祷告得答应的经历。
And then we would have many experiences of our prayers being heard.
我讲一个我这次出来前有一个弟兄跟我讲到他孩子的事情。
Before I left this time, a brother told me about his son.
这个弟兄呢，他的女儿。
About his daughter.
这个弟兄很爱他的女儿。
This brother, he very much loves his daughter.
他告诉我说，每天早晨呢，他开车送他女儿和妻子，一个去上学，一个去上班。
And every morning, he would drive his wife and his daughter, one to go to work and the other to go to school.
他每次把他女儿送到学校那边，下车，他才从镜子里面看着女儿走进去。
And every day he would drop off his daughter and look through the mirror to make sure his daughter walks into the school.
然后他才开车离开。
And then he would drive away.
去送他妻子。
And then to drive his wife to work.
在他送他妻子的路上了，他就不讲话。
And while driving to his wife's workplace, he wouldn't speak. That's his habit.
他就在心里面为他女儿祷告。
And in his heart, he would be praying to his daughter.
圣灵提醒他有什么事情要祷告，他就跟主说。
And whatever the Holy Spirit reminds him, he would pray.
所以他妻子有一段很不习惯，说你怎么都不理我了？女儿一下车，你脸就怎么搞得很严肃啊？
And at first, his wife doesn't understand. And he would say, as soon as the daughter steps off the car, you would become so serious.
他跟他说, 我不能说话, 因为我在跟主说话。
And he said, I can't speak because I'm speaking with
the Lord. 直到他祷告到里面了, 为他女儿这一天的生活, 他里面得着了平安, 放下了, 他就跟他妻子说话。
And until he has peace inside about his daughter's day, then he would begin to speak to his wife. I hope that parents would also have this practice. And he started to teach his daughter to pray. He gave his daughter a prayer book.
这祷告呢,先是写今天的日期。
First to write today's date.
然后祷告什么事情?
And then what to pray for. And then the next thing is how the Lord responded.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters, we can through prayer experience the eternal life in us.
我们住在主里面,
We abide in the Lord, and the word of the Lord also abides in us.
我们有这个经历的时候，我们就发现，我们的祷告呢，常常被主修正到我们跟主的旨意一致。
When we have this experience, we will find that our prayers are often revised until it's aligned with the will of God.
为什么呢？因为主的话在我的里面。
Why? Because the word of God is in us.
我为一件事情求的时候，主的话向我说，我就照着这个话求。
When I ask for something, the word of the Lord is in me, and when I ask according to the word, then it is fulfilled.
这位弟兄跟我讲了，他说我现在看，有时候问我女儿啊，主有没有听你祷告？他说有，拿出来哈，这件事主怎么答应？这件事主怎么答应？
And he said, I would now ask my daughter, has the Lord heard your prayer? And she would bring out the prayer book and say yes, and each one would be recorded. Brothers and sisters, we have to practice on this point.
我们说是住在主里面的,
if we abide in the Lord,
主来的时候啊, 我们就没有羞愧,
and then we will not be ashamed when the Lord comes.
这是在约翰一书第二章28节。
And that is in 1 John chapter 2, verse 28.
主来的时候，我们就能够与众圣徒在光中一同得着产业。
So that when the Lord comes, we will be able to receive the inheritance in light.
这是我稍微提一下。
I will lightly touch upon that.
那么接下来我要和弟兄姊妹稍微交通一点，这恩膏住在我们里面，它有一些什么样的特性？
And now I want to share with brothers and sisters about when the anointing abides in us, what kind of characteristic does it have?
我盼望我们每一位弟兄姊妹，我们都能够到主的面前，花一点时间安静。
I hope every brother and sister can have a little bit of quiet time before
the Lord. 当我安静的时候，我能够跟主说，主啊，谢谢你，你为我舍命在十字架上。
And when we go before the Lord quietly, then we can say to the Lord, Thank you for giving up your life for me on the cross.
谢谢你救了我。
Thank you for saving me.
谢谢你接受我做神的儿女。
Thank you for accepting me as a child of God. You've given me faith.
谢谢你，因着我相信你，我得着了圣灵。
Thank you that because I believe, I have received the Holy Spirit.
我们需要去觉察一下。 需要去认识一下，需要去感谢一下已经住在我们里面的圣灵。We
have to examine, to learn, to thank the Holy Spirit that is already abiding in us.
这是每一个基督徒生活中最基本的事情。That
is the most basic thing in Christian life.
我们需要安静在主的面前说：“主，你在这里。”We
have to quietly go before the Lord and say, "Lord, you're here."
你在我里面呢，我需要的时候，你是我活水的泉源。
That you are inside of me, and when I need you, you are the spring of living water.
今天主耶稣呢，复活得荣耀，他已经坐在父神宝座的右边。
Today our Lord has already been resurrected and glorified and sitting on the right hand side of God.
这个是一个事实。
That is a fact.
对每一个相信他的儿女们来讲，今天主耶稣在哪里呢？
For every child of God who believes in Him, where is the Lord?
他得荣耀的证据在哪里呢？
Where is the evidence that he's been glorified?
我们说他已经坐在父神宝座右边，所以他在我心里。
We say that he is already sitting on the right hand side of the throne of the Father, and therefore he abides in my heart. Has your Lord been glorified? I believe every brother and sister will answer. So then, where is the evidence that he's been glorified?
得着荣耀的时候，父就把圣灵赐给他。
And that is when he has risen to the heaven that the Father has given him the Holy Spirit.
就是把应许的圣灵赐给了我们的主耶稣。
And that is to give the Holy Spirit that has been promised to our Lord.
主在五旬节的时候就把他倾倒下来赐给他的教会。
And on the day of Pentecost, the Lord has poured down the Holy Spirit to his church.
所以每一个蒙恩得救的人， 我们都有主耶稣得荣耀的证据在我们的里面。
So everyone who has been saved by Jesus, we have the evidence of God's glory in our heart.
这个证据就是住在我们里面的圣灵。
And that evidence is the Holy Spirit that abides in us.
这个圣灵的表现就是永生。
And the manifestation of this Holy Spirit is eternal life.
从现在开始，我们的生活走的就是一条里面的道路。
Brothers and sisters, the life that we start now is that we walk on an inner path.
所以约翰在这里讲，你们从主所受的这膏油啊，是住在你们的里面。
So that's why Apostle John here says that the anointing that you have received abides in you.
对，是在圣灵的，我们已经接受了，我们已经领受了，它是住在我们的里面。
We have already received it. We've already accepted it. So it abides in us.
它在我们的里面带给我们什么样的经历呢？
And when it abides in us, what kind of experience does it bring?
有很多人追求圣灵的浇灌在肉身中的感觉。
Many people seek the experience in flesh of being anointed.
有的时候我们也有这种经历。
And sometimes we also have these experiences.
特别在聚会中啊。
Especially in gatherings. Sometimes when the Holy Spirit is among us, when the Holy Spirit abides in us and moves among us, we can feel it physically. And some people feel like it's a current, an electric current flowing through. Some people feel like it's a warmth that fills us.
也有的人讲，我们坐在那聚会的时候，如坐春风化雨中。
And some people feel that when
这是高油的味道。
Some people feel that when they're sitting here, it's like they are sitting in a spring breeze. That
但是在最平常的日子里面。
But in the most ordinary day,
主圣灵住在我们里面呢，他就把神生命的性情摆在我们。
When the Lord abides in us, He puts in us the attributes.
这个, the nature of God.
The nature of God.
这个性情在我们里面，它显出来就是我们好像我自我意识的那个生命的感觉。
And when this nature of God is revealed, it's like
it's the sense of life.
It's a sense of life.
弟兄姊妹，这是基督徒啊，我们要常常去。 体会，常常去等候，常常去顺服。
And that is something that Christians should often experience, often sense, and often obey.
我们在人生做决定的时候，
When we make decisions in life,
碰到疑惑的时候，
When we have doubts,
它不是道理，理由对，所以我就做。
It is not that this is rational and this is right, therefore I do it.
而是里面这个生命的性情，生命的感觉，它到底说什么？
But it is this nature of life, the sense of life, what does it say?
弟兄姊妹，这个非常非常的宝贵。
Brothers and sisters, this is very precious.
我要讲一个见证。
I want to say a testimony.
有一次我去一个地方服侍。
One time I went somewhere for service.
晚上那边是一个乡下的小城， 弟兄姊妹在一个家庭里面， 我们有一点交通。
And it's a small family along in the countryside.
那天主给我一点感觉，就讲生命。
And the Lord had given me a bit of feeling that day to talk about life.
好，我讲到我们蒙恩得救了以后，主的生命在我们里面。I
talked about how once we are saved by grace, then the life of the Lord is in us.
这个生命的感觉在凡事上面，他要教导我们。
And this sense of life will give us all teachings.
聚完会了，大家散会。 那接待我的弟兄姊妹，我住在他们家，他们是教会的负责弟兄。
And after the gathering, everyone left, and I stayed with the brother and sister who was in charge of the gathering.
那天晚上我们又交通到很晚，到清晨大概两三点钟才睡觉。
And we had fellowship into 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
到早上6点钟电话就响了。
And 6 o'clock in the morning, the phone rang.
我听我们主人的弟兄起来接电话说，是的，感谢主，是的，感谢主。
And the host brother picked up the phone and I heard him say, Yes, thank the Lord, yes, thank the Lord.
就说你照着主给你的感觉你去做。
And he said, you should do according to the feeling that God has given you.
就过了不久呢，过了大概10分钟一刻钟了，电话又响了。
And 10-15 minutes later, the phone rang again.
我们都醒过来了，虽然很累啊，就听了，这个弟兄又去接电话，又说感谢主，这是主做的。
And we all woke up and we heard the brother picked up the phone and said, Thank the Lord, this is the work of the Lord.
所以我们干脆不睡了，就起来了，我们就在早餐桌上坐下来。
And then we just got up and we sat down at the breakfast table.
我就问弟兄，怎么搞这么早，你们弟兄姊妹就打电话来。
And I said, What happened? How come the people called so early?
他说是两个姊妹。
He said there were two sisters.
他说这件事情在我们聚会呢，已经有大半年的时间。And
he said this has been happening at our church for almost a year.
他们在生活中有一件事情呢，结果两个出了问题。And
they had a problem in their lives.
他们不讲话。Then
they don't speak to each other.
而且彼此攻击对方。And
they attacked each other.
他说我们用很多的方式希望和解都没有用。
And he said, we use many ways to try to reconcile them, but it was useless.
昨天晚上他们聚完会回家了，他今天早上第一个打电话来那个姊妹说，弟兄，我昨天晚上睡不着觉。And
he said, the first sister called this morning and said, brother, I could not sleep last night.
因为那个生命的感觉告诉我说，是我错了。Because
that sense of life in me tells me that I was wrong.
我应该去跟我的姊妹道歉。
I should go apologize to my sister. So he said, Thank the Lord, you should do according to the feeling of the Lord.
那个第二个打电话来的姊妹,
and the second sister who called,
她也是跟这个弟兄讲说,
and he also called to say that she couldn't go to sleep last night.
这生命的感觉也告诉我说，我应该跟我的姊妹和好。
And she said, the sense of life in me also tells me that I should reconcile with my sister.
所以他们两个就互打电话，在电话上交叉了，后来终于讲到话了。And
therefore they called each other and missed each other, but finally they were able to talk on the phone.
弟兄姊妹们，膏油在我们的里面。Brothers
and sisters, the anointing that is in us
还要在凡事上教导我们。It
will give us teaching on all things.
我们开始走一条里面的道路。
We start to walk on an inner path.
所以很多时候我们碰到在教会里面遇见一些事情。
Many times we would encounter things in church.
好，我们没有学习的时候，不认识的时候，我们请教人说这个该怎么做。
And when we don't know, we ask people, "What should I do?"
好，我们请教别人，那这个该怎么做？
We ask other people how to do this.
其实我心里面自己已经有一个定义，我要这么做，就是找一个人同意我就是了。
But I already have a determination in my heart that this is what I will do, but I'm just looking for someone to agree with me.
终于问到一个人了，是我要讲的话，那我感谢主，我就照着主的话做了。
And I finally find someone who agrees with what I want to do, and I say, Thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是外面的。
Brothers and sisters, that is the outside path.
不是说以后我们就不需要寻求印证，不需要交通。
It is not to say that we no longer need proof or that we don't have fellowship.
特别在教会的事物上面，我们需要印证，需要交通。
Especially on things that are related to the church, we need proof and we need to have fellowship.
但是在许多的事情上面，我们若是肯回到主里面。
But on many things, if we are willing to return to the Lord,
恩膏在这件事情上要教导。
Then the anointing will teach us on this.
我再讲一个例子，这可能大家都听过了。I
will give you another example. Perhaps you've all heard about this.
早期呢，在台湾，有很多青年的弟兄姊妹在大学里面，他们爱主。
In the early days in Taiwan, there are many young brothers and sisters who love the Lord and they're in college.
有一个姊妹呢, 她在大学读书,
There's a sister who was studying in college.
她们那一年呢, 修了一门的, 数学的课,
and she took a math course.
那个教授啊,
that year. And the professor was a bit difficult.
大家修他的课都紧紧张张的, 但是这是必修课。
And everyone who took his class were very nervous, but it's a required course, so everyone has to pass.
考大考之前呢, 这个教授就说, 这一次大考我保证你们全班没有一个人可以过60分的。
And before the final exam, the professor said, I promise you that none of you will score above 60 on this final exam.
全班同学听了都吓坏了。
And the whole class were scared.
不知道该怎么办。
Don't know what to do.
过不了60分了，那我们明年又要重修这一门课了，孩子他教啊。If
we can't pass, if we don't score 60 and pass this class, then we have to take it again next year.
所以同学啊，下了课大家就开会，我们该怎么办？So
then after class, the students all had a meeting to talk about what should we do.
有人说我们这样做，有人说那样做。And
some say we should do this, others say we should do that.
最后一个同学说，我有一个办法，我们出点钱。
And finally, a student said, I have an idea. Why don't we spend some money?
我们把这个钱呢，给那个印考卷的工友，让印一份考卷给我们。
And we give the money to the person
who's
printing the test, and ask him to give us a copy of the exam beforehand.
全班同学都赞成。
And then the whole class agreed.
就是这个姊妹坐在那里哈，她也很想。
And the sister sitting there, she really wanted it as well.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹, 如果你碰到, 你怎么办? 我也回去凑点钱, 我还有点积蓄啊。
I don't know what you would do, brothers and sisters.
如果大家都看了考题, 我没有看, 大家都及格, 就是我一个人。
If everyone looks at the test, and they all pass, and I'm the only one who failed.
所以这姊妹回到家, 很受熬练。
So this sister went home and was truly struggling.
她去聚会也不知道该怎么办，所以她找一个年长的姊妹去问。
And she went to the gathering. She didn't know what to do, so she asked an elderly sister.
她把情况讲清楚了，问这个年长姊妹，我可不可以出这个钱？
And she explained the situation and she asked the elderly sister, "Can I spend the money?"
结果这个老姊妹也没带她祷告，也没回答对可以不可以，就盯着眼睛看她说：“姊妹啊。” 你信耶稣了没有?
And the elderly sister didn't pray with her and didn't tell her anything and just looked at, stared at her and said, Sister, have you believed in Jesus?
这个小姊妹啊，一听愣住了，你怎么问我信耶稣呢？就这么一愣啊，这老姊妹又问，姊妹啊，你信耶稣了没有？
And the sister hesitated and was surprised at the question. And the elderly sister again asked, Sister, have you believed in Jesus?
她说,老姊妹,你看着我受浸了,你知道我信耶稣啊?
And the young one said, You watch me being baptized, you know I believe in Jesus.
她说,你信了耶稣就好了,你知道该怎么做。
And she said, As long as you have believed in Jesus, then you'll know what to do.
那天这个小姊妹清楚了。
And that day, the young sister, she was clear. Because the anointing was already in her teaching her. But for her own benefit, she found many reasons. But she was already clear.
所以她祷告了,不是说主啊,我要不要,我可以不可以?
So then her prayer was no longer, Lord, do I want this? Can I do this?
她跟主说,主啊,求你给我力量,顺服你。
And she said, Lord, please give me the strength to obey you.
主给她平安,
and the Lord gave her peace.
她第二天上学跟同学讲,我不参加。
And the next day she went to school and she said, I'm not going to join.
考试的时候,她尽量的答,实在是没把握。
And during the exam, she tried her best to answer the question.
看每个同学,心胸有成竹啊,下来就把这个考卷做完了。And
every student was so certain that as they handed in the test,
到发成绩的时候,
and when the scores were passed,
教授把所有考卷拿来分成两边，一边只有一张，一边一叠。
And the professor came in with the test and put them in two piles. And on one hand, there's only one paper, and on the other hand, there's a stack of paper.
他说我这次打分跟以前不一样。
And he said, this time I'm scoring things differently. And he said, all those who were able to answer all failed. But the one who failed is going to pass.
教授解释原因,
and the professor explained the reason.
因为呢,
and he said, even myself, in order to answer all of these questions right within an hour, I can't even pass.
结果你们全班呢, 除了这一位同学以外, 都答对了。
And he said, the entire class, with the exception of this one,
这里面一定有问题。
You've all passed, so there must be a problem.
弟兄姊妹们, 这告诉我们, 恩膏是细致的。
Brothers and sisters, this tells us that the anointing is delicate.
它在我们里面。
He's inside of us.
你有没有呢?
Do you have it?
我相信每一个弟兄姊妹答案都说有。
I believe every brother or sister will answer yes.
有的时候我们连说完一句话, 恩膏就说回去道歉。
And sometimes, as soon as we say something, the anointing says, go back and apologize.
有时候我们一个态度, 恩膏在我们, 你去对付。
And sometimes we have an attitude, and the anointing says, you have to deal with it.
若是我们肯顺服,
if we are willing to obey,
不仅恩膏住在我里面, 我现在就住在主里面。
Not only will the anointing live in us, but we will live in the Lord.
这就是约翰讲的。
And that is what John said.
这个叫做我们过基督徒的生活。
That is called living a Christian life.
这叫做基督徒的路。
That is called the way of the Christian.
我们的路是在里面。
Our way, our path is inside of the life.
是在灵里面,
it is inside of the Spirit.
是顺服神的性情的,
it is to be obedient to the nature of God.
是借着恩膏在我们里面显明出来的,
it is revealed through the anointing that is in us.
恩膏这个教导是没有止息的,
the teaching of the anointing does not stop.
It's unceasing.
It's unceasing.
没有失误的,
and it is without fail.
Unmistakable.
我们人会错, 圣灵绝对不会错。 Men can make mistakes. The Holy Spirit will not mistake.
我们常常不顺服, 是因为我们有人的理由, 我们觉得这个做不到。
We often do not obey because we use the rationale of men to say that this is impossible.
而且圣灵的教导, 它是 大小都管的, 凡事上面, 没有一件漏掉,
the teaching of the Holy Spirit is that it teaches you on all things, small or large.
而且约翰讲到圣灵在这里, 他用了表号, 他讲到膏油。
And John here, when talking about the Holy Spirit, he uses anointing.
我们中文讲到他教训我们, 我们一想到教训就拿个鞭子, 对不对?
It says that it teaches you, and we think of teaching as, you know, as instructions.
不是的, 它像高油涂在我们身上一样。
It is like the anointing that is on us.
你知道这我们在天气寒冷的时候或干燥的地方, 人的皮肤很容易裂, 很容易受伤的。
You know, in a cold weather, then the skin is very easily cracks.
很容易, 纸都可以把我们的皮肤化开来。
And the paper can cut our skin.
所以我们需要有膏油。
So we need to have the anointment.
膏油涂上去的时候, 何等的柔和。
And when the anointment is passed
so
on our, it's so mild on our skin.
非常的细致。
It is very mild.
啊, 并且呢, 是滋润人的。
And it is nurturing, nourishing.
圣灵在我们里面说话, 教导, 带给我们的感觉。
And that is the feeling that the anointment brings to us.
什么时候我们没有这个感觉, 我们立刻不要动。
Whenever we don't have this feeling, then we should not move.
没有这个感觉, 可能我里面的情绪很想这样, 我们要求主帮助我, 我要刹车。
And, but if I truly want to do something, but the feeling of the anointment is not inside of me, then we have to ask the Lord to help us to stop.
约翰在讲到这个膏油是真的。
And John says that this anointing is true.
啊, 他不说谎话。
And it's not a lie.
告诉我他的教导是照着神的真理的。
That the teaching is according to the truth of God.
啊, 是与神的话语一致的。
It is the same as the word of God.
啊, 它是和神的性情一致的,
and that it is the same as the nature of God.
我们从重生得救啊, 就开始得着这个。
And from our rebirth, we have already received this.
所以有经历的弟兄姊妹告诉我们,
So brothers and sisters who are experienced,
今天神向人说话,
today God speaking to men.
不是很久很久才说一次话,
it is not that for a very long time he does something.
特别的事情的时候他才说话,
and it is not on special matters that he speaks.
其实神说话是不停止的在我们里面,
actually, the God speaks unceasingly inside of us.
只要我们肯去问,
as long as we're willing to ask.
弟兄姊妹们, 这就是大卫说的, 我一生一世要住在耶和华的殿中瞻仰他的荣美。
And that is when David said that for my entire life I will live in a house of God looking to his face.
我要在他的殿里面求问。
And I will ask in his house.
或者这样在他殿里面去inquire。
I will inquire in his house.
弟兄姊妹们, 只要我们肯把这件事情 带到里面,我们亲近主,问主,
brothers and sisters, as long as we are willing to be close to the Lord and ask the Lord, then the answers are there.
你肯这样顺服,
if you are willing to obey,
弟兄姊妹,
then the presence of the Lord will be manifested
有这个经历,
in you.
约翰就告诉我们说,
once you have the experience, and John tells us that is eternal life. I believe brothers and sisters all have it.
特别在我们生活中,
especially in our lives. When we encounter these decisions in life, when we go before the Lord,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, how our Lord loves us.
他已经借着圣灵住在我里面,
he already, according to the Holy Spirit, abides in us. And he now wants to bring us to abide in him.
你知道这样的住产生什么结果呢?
You know what kind of result comes from this abiding?
我们数学讲过, intersection, 讲过 union, 对不对?
In math,
连集和交集,
in math, we talk about intersection versus union.
你有两个圆圈在这里,
you have two circles.
如果他们不交汇在一起, 这是两个圆圈,
if they do not intersect, then they're two circles.
如果他现在碰到一起的, 这个碰到一起, 他们互相在一起的那个地方, 我们叫做 intersection, 对不对?
And when the two circles, when they touch each other, then the point of at that point of touch, we call it the intersection.
如果第一个圆圈叫做A, 第一个圆圈叫做B,
if the first circle is A and the second circle is B,
那么第一个A跟B的交集呢, 是B,
then the where A touches B is B.
The intersection of B and A is B.
The intersection of A and B is B.
然后呢, the intersection of B and A is A. 那是什么意思呢?
The intersection of B and A is A. What does that mean?
那就是A equals B, 对不对? 那个叫做联合。
And that means that A equals B, and that means intersection.
圣灵住在我的里面,
brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
所以呢, 所以如果我是B的话, 那告诉我说呢, 我是, A跟B的交集呢, 变成了B, 我还是我。
The Holy Spirit abides in me, so when A is...
When the intersection of A with B equals B, that means 圣灵在我的里面, 我是我。
When the intersection of A and B is equal to B, that means I am still me. The B is still me.
那么现在呢, 我住在主里面, 就是 the intersection of B with A equals A. 那什么意思呢?
When I abide in the Lord, the intersection of B and A is A. What does that mean?
就是 我的生活里面活出了主自己。
That means that in my life, I live out the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 那是何等有福的生活。
Brothers and sisters, how blessed a life is that.
这种生活叫做预尝天恩。
That kind of life means to foretaste heaven.
好, 我们今天在地上, 我们活着, 就不再是我了。
We live in this world, and it is no longer ourselves.
使徒保罗说, 这个, 叫做基督在我里面活着。
Apostle Paul says that means that Lord Jesus lives in me.
但是先决条件是我应该肯与基督同钉十字架。
But the prerequisite is that I am willing to be nailed on the cross.
好, 我愿意从我自己的生命里面出来。
I am willing to come out of my own life to obey, to be obedient to this eternal life.
弟兄姊妹, 这是我们蒙福的一条路,
brothers and sisters, that is a path of blessing.
它是一条里面的路,
but it is an inner path.
是一条生命的路,
it is a path of life.
是一条蒙福的路,
it is a blessed life.
我们一同有点祷告,
let us have a word of prayer.
主我们感谢你,
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你在十字架上为我们成全救赎。
Thank you for completing the salvation for us on the cross.
主啊, 你救赎的最高峰就是你得着了荣耀。
The pinnacle of your salvation is that you've been glorified.
你就将父神所应许的圣灵赐给我们。
You have given us the Holy Spirit that has been promised.
主啊, 为着圣灵已经住在每一位重生得救的
Lord, we thank you because the Holy Spirit abides in every child of yours who believes in you.
愿你帮助我们,
may you help us.
愿我们常常为着住在我里面的圣灵感谢主。
May we often thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit that abides in us.
愿你帮助我们学会做一个等候圣灵的人。
May you help us to be someone who waits for the Holy Spirit.
做一个顺服圣灵的人,
to be someone who obeys the Holy Spirit.
好叫我们在地上能够听从恩膏的教训,
so that in this world we may listen to the teachings of the anointing.
我们住在主的里面,
we abide in the Lord.
好叫我们在肉身生活里面丰富的经历永生,
so that in our flesh we may abundantly experience the eternal life.
谢谢你听我们的祷告,
thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的圣名,
in the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.